Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I'm your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show as well. My goodness, do I have a show prepared for you today. We have two amazing people, ladies, talking with us tonight. But before I talk to them, I just want to take my couple of minutes that I always do in order for me to thank my listeners. This show is such a success. We've been broadcasting for the last, my goodness, we're going on our third year, and it's so successful. We have people listening all over the world. But right now, we want to be able to target some of our Ontario, our Torontonian and surrounding areas, because those two ladies so have something to say. And I want to thank right now amazing sponsors. So right now we have the naturenova.ca sponsoring our show. We will have the commercials right after the interview, and also we will be having those ladies sponsoring our show as well, which is phenomenal. We have naturenova.ca, as I mentioned, Alka Total Fitness. So if you are interested in shedding a couple of pounds and getting fit, make sure you contact Alka Total Fitness. And one more sponsor, yes, Build a Website. They're amazing people. If you mention that you have heard them here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, also that will be amazing. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show right now, if you have questions, because this show is definitely a must. If you're interested in hiring somebody, a professional, 996-3926. Again, 347-996-3926. And I will have this number on my social media. And, well, my theme song is playing, so that means I need to move on quickly before we run out of time. If you are on our social media right now, is Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. Again, if you would like to call us in with questions, with comments, the number again is 347-996-3926. And we would love to have your questions, your inquiries, perhaps just a comment, or maybe you know those ladies, you would love to say hello, make sure that you call us in, or perhaps you would like to comment on our social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and we are also obviously on Facebook. So right now, right on our Facebook channel, there is a radio button. You're able to listen to us live or later on as the show is recorded. Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. Next up, I wanted to mention that is a beautiful, gorgeous day here in Toronto, Canada. I want to thank all the organizers for the Mississauga Marathon. I had part of it. It's an amazing race, and the organizers, I have to take my hat because it was so amazing to be able to be part of this. And a huge applause, lots of work that was put to have this event put together every year. The volunteers make this possible. So huge applause and thank you to the organizers and the volunteers of the Mississauga Marathon. Remember, this is a radio show, And what is the radio show without music, correct? Right. So right after our guest, we will be playing some MP3. So if you are interested for the Lizzie T radio show to promote your music, your craft, if you're a songwriter, brand new in the market, basically, if you would like us to promote your craft, we are here to promote it. We are here to support you. We are here to make sure that your music gets known and you are being noticed out there. So the email to send us your MP3 is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. CA for Canada. A big hello to our friends right now in Long Island. We are very happy and relieved to know that here in Canada, some of you have watched in the news. We had some fire in Alberta and Fort McMurray, and that is out of control. It was out of control, and now it looks like it's contained. So our prayers are with the people there that lost their homes. So, but we have good news that it's ended, and it looks like it's able to be manageable. So, you know, we're very thankful for that. We have people listening throughout 10 beautiful provinces. We have people listening to us in Europe. We have people listening to us right now in Africa and in Europe, as I mentioned. And my goodness, the list goes on and on. What else I have to mention today before I forget? Well, we'll be trying one of my guests that should be calling us in. The number again is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. And I will be bringing my guest. I want to make sure that you guys make her feel comfortable and make her feel at home right now with I can't even talk today. Raz Haile. So let's all give her a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Raz. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Lizzie. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm really excited to be here.
It is my pleasure and an honor. My goodness, you and your partner have such an amazing business. You started something from scratch, but it's not just something like the ordinary. And I love to hear your story. But before we do that, I want to make sure that our audience here in Canada, especially in Toronto, because you do serve mostly people in the Ontario, Toronto area. Who is Ra? Is he married? Does he have kids? What does she love to do for fun? What is your favorite drink? Let's start there.
Well, my name is Rahwa Haile. I do live in Toronto, Ontario. I was raised in Ottawa, but I moved here for business school where I did my MBA at Schulich. I graduated from there and proceeded to work in financial services and consulting, so had a lot of corporate experience that way. I love to travel. It's very exciting to hear that you have listeners all over the world. This is a big passion of mine. And as for not married, but I do have a boyfriend. I don't have children. And my favorite drink, on any given day, it changes. But I'd say for now, in preparation for the coming summer, I'm into mojitos.
Are you into?
Mojitos. Cuban
mojitos,
drink.
My goodness. That is so much fun. Well, thank you so much for coming. That's a lot of things and traveling, my goodness. If I could visit every single place in the world, especially when people send us their hellos and their okays and love your show and love to be part of it in different parts of the world that I've never, ever heard before, my goodness, it makes me excited. It makes me want to pick up my passport and just go places. And I have a couple of places on my bucket list. What would you say is one of your favorite places to go in the world? What is one of your bucket lists?
Well, this is a place that I have been to before, and I'm fully intending to go to again. Paris, France. I absolutely fell in love with that city, Lizzie. And to any of the listeners in Paris, your city is beautiful. It exceeded my expectations. You know, the city of lights, you know, it was just a wonderful experience. So that's a place that I want to go to. And on my bucket list, in terms of places that I haven't been to and that I want to go to, I want to go to Buenos Aires, Argentina. And I want to go to Recife and Bahia in Brazil. Your background, right?
You know what? I've been to Brazil, and I know I haven't been to Recife Bahia, but I've been to Salvador Bahia. My goodness, look at you. Awesome. Thank you so much. You're such a good sport. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about and people are listening to us, especially that we are making sure that people in Toronto, they get a very good idea of what you do and how you got started. What brought the idea start? And by the way, the name of the business, everyone, and is Made Start. How did you figure this out?
Well, so the name is Maidster. So M as in Mary, A I, D as in David, S T R. And this is a culmination of, you know, several years' dreams and work between my partner, my co-founder, Kem, and myself. We've been friends for ages, for 20 years or so, since we're kids. And, you know, we both, you know, we're on the professional career track. But we also have dreams, you know, of entrepreneurship, right? Of, you know, running our own business, of self-management. And in this day and age, with like, you know, with technology, the digital era, it has never been easier to start something. And as easy as I say that it's been, it actually, we put a lot of thought into this. We had an interest in home services. We wanted to bring our expertise, our previous experience in marketing, in strategy, in design, and we wanted to do something that was, you know, online based. So we created Maidster. We developed it. We had really great teams, an international team actually, that helped us develop a platform. And what Maidster does, it's an online service. It's an on-demand service. So we provide a platform where people in the Toronto area, and that's the greater Toronto area, so the suburbs as well, where they, you know, they can request home cleaning services at the click of a button. And what it does is we wanted to remove the, you know, it's a very fragmented market. There's a lot of home cleaners out there, right? But, you know, these are usually mom and pop shops, and you know, the cleaners tend to be really, really focused on actually executing and providing the service. So what we're doing is we're providing a marketplace where people, they can schedule, they can make a payment all under 60 seconds, and we provide vetted, like, you know, insured, background checked, police checked, and client reviewed professional cleaners. So we provide, like, we have a platform that allows, you know, clients and providers, like the cleaners, to connect. And it's been going really well. We're very excited about it. We're very proud of what we've done. And, you know, we're looking forward to this going, you know, bigger and bigger. We actually have plans to expand to the Southern Ontario region and Ottawa and Montreal before the end of the year.
And that's one of the things that I find amazing, because every time that you call somebody to come in and clean your home, there's always that in the back of your mind. Is this person has credential? Have they been in trouble before? Can I trust them?
Yes.
Could it be something that that they could take away in my home, or could somebody come after it and steal things in my home? So how did you figure this out? That's a very tricky part of the business when you are actually bringing people that are not, I would say, bonded, because anybody can say, oh, I referred you my my cleaning lady, I can refer. But how do you get away from those kind of basically it's
that uncertainty, essentially.
Right.
Uncertainty about who's coming into your home. I mean, you know, letting people come into your home, it's a very intimate thing. This is your private space, right? So, you know, we provide that value. When we onboard, cleaning colleagues, cleaning partners onto Maidster, we check everything. We check, you know, insurance. We check business license. We check, police references, a background check. So we do all that. And it's not just that. Like we, our clients, our cleaners, after every clean that they do for a client, they get rated by the client. So the client tells us through a very simple system, and it's an automatic system, what they thought of the cleaning work that that our cleaners did for them, and that actually ties into the incentive. So the better the job the cleaners do, you know, the more work they get. So it's all a sort of it all ties into one another, and we've automated the process to do all that. So, you know, it's again very easy method to schedule a cleaner, to book it, you know, to pay for it, and after the work is done, we always solicit feedback, you know, from our clients. Were you happy with the job? You know, if you weren't happy, what was the problem? We provide 100% satisfaction guarantee. This means if you're not happy with the job, we'll go out and do it for free. And people are very happy with that sort of service.
And that is that is one of your fortes, I think, is to be able to see all those reviews. And I've looked at your website, and it's phenomenal. You have a good testimonial. You have people referring you back. Now, what would you say that is one of the major things from what you do to what is out there in the market?
There's a very, you know, this is a digital era. So you're having a lot of on-demand services going out there. The biggest one that probably most of you have heard of is Uber, right? Or Airbnb. So, you know, companies like Uber, like Airbnb, like ourselves, it's, providing that marketplace, connecting, clients, with suppliers, right? Making it easy. And with us, the fact of the matter is we're local. We're locally based Torontonians. You know, we're not some national chain coming in from another country, from the U.S. or so forth. And we provide a very, very, very high level of customer service. A lot of very, digitally oriented companies tend to do everything online. We have multiple avenues for customer service, including, 1-800 numbers, emails, live chat, and so forth. And we tend to be very, very responsive, and our clients really, really appreciate that.
Fantastic. So I have Kim on the line right now. So Kim, can you talk a little bit about yourself? Can you give us a little bit of background? What are you married to? What's the favorite thing that you like to do? What's your favorite drink? Hello, Kim?
Is she there? Oh, I think we're having some technical problems.
I just had her.
Oh, no.
It will try one more time, just one more second.
Okay.
And I will have a little bit of a taste right now what the music is going to be right after the interview. I'll be right back.
Awesome.
Tell many faces of tale. Tell so many human tale.
And I'm back. And I wanted to make sure that we get Kim because she is a very, very important part of this show as well. She is the founder for Mindster. So, Kim, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself? Sorry, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, yes. So my background is that I'm a product designer by training, and my partner and I basically came to Canada as immigrants, and one of the things that intrigued us is how to elevate a lot of the low-level services that were the trades of our parents coming to this country. So this is where we are today. It's a sort of full circle story of coming here as immigrants and then, working in IT areas, both myself and my partner, and coming to do something that we felt very passionate about. So, this is where we are today.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I can hear a very, very strong accent. We're in England or what part of Europe?
No, I'm not from Europe. I'm from St. Lucia, which is an island in the Caribbean. I think most people who vacation in the Caribbean would know it. And I guess it doesn't really matter in that case because our immigrant stories are so familiar, on so many levels. We have immigrant friends of Portuguese, Hungarian background, and we all seem to echo sort of the same storyline of coming here. But no English accent here, Caribbean.
Oh, Caribbean, fantastic. So you guys are mainly working on developing the concept. You're not necessarily per se go to people's home and basically do the cleaning job. You guys are on the background of all this system that you guys created, Mindster.
Yeah, to some extent, correct. So if you can picture it, a very similar model to Uber, minus some of the headaches that Uber is currently facing. So it's an on-demand platform, and the idea is really to be sort of that meeting ground for people wanting the service of the maid services, as well as the meeting ground for vetted and experienced maid service providers and coming and bringing and encasing it in a customer experience, elevating it and making it more user-friendly and creating a customer experience around it. So you are correct in saying that we don't actually go to people's houses, but what we do is provide that that platform where both the maids can actually have a professional encasing of of what they're offering, and people receiving the maid services can feel confident in the fact that all of the people coming to their homes have been vetted, background checks. I often tell people that, the kind of service that we're offering is more premium service. So, you also get what you pay for. But really, we are just that platform that links maids to people looking for maid services. And we're currently based out of the Toronto area for now.
And just to add to that, Lizzie, to Kim's, to Kim's input, so yeah, you're right. We provide the platform. We do take care of business development. I mentioned that we are going to be scaling up and increasing, increasing our market and moving to other markets. But we also, at least when we onboard teams, when we onboard vetted and when we check their backgrounds after we do all that. They also go through testing phase with us. So we do get them, to clean just to ensure that they are up to snuff. And for the first couple of jobs, I will go out with them, I do go out and just see, what's going on. And you know what? I mean, if it comes to it, I will roll up my sleeves and, work along, my partners in, in providing that service to our clients.
Yeah. And the other thing to add to that is that one of the things I love about maids is that we make a point of meeting every maid that we hire face to face. With a lot of other models, the way that, you sign up on their website, but we find it very important to look into the eyes of the person actually we are entrusting to enter the homes of our customers. So we find that step is very, very critical. So that's another value differentiator that we have in the industry.
Fantastic. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show today. We are live with two amazing creators. And this is so reminds me of something phenomenal that is growing right now, because they're established just here in Toronto, but they're looking to expand. And that was my next question, actually. How do you guys see your business in the near future? The theme of the Lizzie T Radio Show is tell us who you are, what you do, which you guys, both of you, done an amazing job. Contact info, let's not forget, working people reach them. Anything new? So you guys are looking to expand. How do you see your business 5 years?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Lizzie, we are looking to scale up on a sort of a city-by-city basis. And, you know, we want to, really first provide, service to the Toronto and the Greater Toronto region. But after that, it's going to be Guelph and, Southern Ontario, Cambridge, Kitchener and so forth, Ottawa, Montreal, and expanding westwards from there.
Wow, that's a new brand of making. how about you? How do you see the business growing, Kim?
I think what my partner has said is just a re-echo of that. One of the things that we do hold as a caution is that we've seen many companies enter the space where it's this massive race to grow, and then we find out, months later there's a big boom and, they have to restart. So we find it very critical to first establish something solid and replicate that model. The other thing we think very critical as well is to ensure that we have a good demand for the services that we're offering wherever we'd like to expand, and making sure that we have that in place first before we migrate to that place. The service that we offer as well is something that I often like to describe as a meta service, in that there are many things that we can do to scale. This is only one branch so far, and this is a maid service, but imagine this as a platform where many like services can use the model and be accommodated for to provide a similar type of service down the road.
Fantastic. So let's not forget, everyone, what is a website and where can people reach you?
Well, they can reach us through multiple avenues, Lizzie. So the website is www.maidster.com, and I'll spell that out to you. M as in Mike, A, I, D as in Delta, S as in Sierra, T as in Tango, R as in Romeo.com. You can also reach us through a toll-free number, 1-866-428-6778. I'll repeat that again, 1-866-778. We're also on Twitter, and our handle is @maidster.com. Same with Facebook, facebook.com/maidster. And email,
Instagram,
the good old email.
As well.
Yes, Instagram, and which is also @maidster, and email, which is support@maidster.com.
And also to add that we have a very responsive online chat presence. So if somebody was to hop on right now, we'd be here to respond in a heartbeat.
And I just placed, everyone, the link of their site, all their social media presence on my website and on my social media, Facebook.com/Lizzie T Radio. There is a radio button there right now. If you're interested in listening to the show now, or if you're logging in, it is our regular time is 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and we are live today. It is May the 13th, and we are talking to amazing two creators. Love to hear stories like this. And that brings me to my segue question. Kim, perhaps, and then maybe Roa, what would you say that is the biggest challenge when you're starting a brand new business?
Kim, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think a lot of the noise, just when I say noise, it's a lot of the social noise, what you should be doing. Should you be doing Yelp, Instagram? And I think really the core of it is really to stick to the story, to your business narrative, and all else sort of flows from there. And it's very difficult, especially in an era of social noise, whether it's the Facebook, Instagram, what have you, to just get distracted. So keeping to a narrative that works, that has been vetted, And it's, I think, one of the biggest challenges that I have personally so far.
I would agree with Kim. There's a lot of information out there. I mean, in mm-hmm. one sense, when I said earlier that it's, you know, there has never been a time where it's been so easy to sort of launch something yourself. The opposite of that is that, yeah, because there's so much information that sometimes it almost tends to be overwhelming, you know? So you have to sort of just block out the noise and focus on what the priority is, you know? So we had to always like rigorously prioritize our goals, and just keeping focus on that, you know, enabled us to just streamline our work and, you know, cut off all the noise that was interfering with our progress.
Yeah. And we're lucky because, sorry,
go ahead.
I was going to say, Rao and myself, we're lucky. We have a very deep history with each other, and we almost can communicate with each other without talking. So a lot of stuff gets done having that sort of symbiotic relationship as well, too.
Fantastic.
Yes, that helps a lot. It helps a lot.
That is
yeah.
very, very important. To start your own business on your own is a challenge in itself. To have a partner that agrees with everything that you do and say, that's a totally different world, and you guys are working well together, and you guys are complementing each other, and that is, I think, a half of the battle is won. You're listening to the Lizzie G Radio Show right now. We are live. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. If you came home and you're just done or getting started with dinner and you are using our wonderful channel, Block Talk Radio, thanks to Block Talk Radio, we have two amazing ladies which had created something very different, because honestly, I have never heard of anything like this. And I encourage people to be able to take, if you're not interested in having their service, perhaps they will be able to assist you with your idea, because something like that, it definitely, definitely takes a lot of work. So you're planning to something like that, that they can help you out. And if you would like to call in for a comment or maybe to say hello, if you know those ladies, the number is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
We still have a couple of minutes of this show before we start our radio, our musical section. So one of the things that I would love to ask some of you, for somebody who is starting something like that or a business, what would be your word of advice, ladies?
I think it's really important that people stick to their passions. A lot of people have great ideas of making great sums of money and, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe that works for some people, but I think it's very important that you stick to what you know and stay in your lane. So that would be my advice. Don't go for the money, but go for something that actually will make a difference and for something with that has some meaning to you on some level.
That's a good answer. And I would add to that, it's, you know, it's important to have your passion. It's important to, you know, be disciplined and focused. But what I would also advise is, you know, you also need to air out your ideas. You know, try to develop a network. Try to bounce ideas with like-minded people. Try to find a group of, you know, fellow entrepreneurs, you know, who can share their insights, the challenges they went through. I mean, a lot of times the problem as an entrepreneur that you would be running into, someone else has run into before, you know, so you don't want to reinvent the wheel. So, and it's good to have that sort of collaborative, you know, atmosphere, you know, touching base with people who know what, you know, what path you're on and understand and can relate. So, you know, it's, you know, work on your passion, but also don't hesitate to reach out.
Do you guys have a mentor, somebody that you guys work with, or a coach, or somebody that they keeps you in track when it comes down to your business, or perhaps like even in your personal life? Or
yeah, we share you know what we do. We share our challenges and our successes with you know a very close group of friends. We have a network of fellow entrepreneurs, people who've been in, you know, doing their own business for several years. others who, you know, are more recent, you know, recent business people. We have, you know, Kem and I both have this in both our networks, and it has helped us. It really has. I mean, online, there's a lot of help, but then, you know, there are having that face-to-face, you know, interaction, people who, you know, who can give you, let you know, you should do this or rather not do that, or can even connect you with, you know, if they're not able to help you, they can connect you with people, you know, that they know who can help you out. So I think, you know, having a network and keeping that network, you know, nurturing that network and expanding it is very important.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, they don't want to look for a mentor because they think that they're not, they should be better than that. But really, that's not the meaning of a mentor. Mentor is somebody who can tell you, who's been there, done that, have done mistakes, and they don't want you to do it again because they passed through that trial and they've gone through the same issues that you've gone through. So I think there's a lot of misconception when it comes down to having a mentor or a coach is, you know, they think that they're better than that person, and that's not the case. I think everyone should have a coach or a mentor or somebody who can guide them. And good for you. You guys have that networking, that group, and even relationship with a partner. It sounds like you guys are just meant for each other, and then it was meant for you guys to work together. And what drives you guys? What inspires you every day?
I guess it's different for the both of us. For me, we're very similar, but also very different. And I have two kids, and I often joke with people and say, you know, if I didn't have any kids, I would be a starving artist in Europe somewhere, I don't know, bartending, just living life and traveling. But that's definitely a key motivation for me, as well as just making sure that I leave a legacy of good industry behind for my kids, because, as you know, back to the whole immigrant thing, you know, my parents came here for a better life for me, and it's up to me. I owe that to my children to continue that tradition of letting them see mommy sweat a little, and there's nothing wrong with hard work. And so I want to give that as an example to my boys.
Yeah, that's a very good answer. And you know, with myself as well, it's, you know, you kind of underlined it, Liz, with, you know, creators. You know, you want to be creators. You want to build something that is yours, you know, that you can point to and say, yeah, yes, you know, we did this, you know, through our smarts and our experience, and, you know, with a little bit of elbow grease. And, you know, eventually just, you know, you want that kind of freedom. I mean, you know, my goal, you know, is to have the business running while I'm in Recife, Bahia, Brazil, you know, attending the carnival, you know.
Good for you. That is my dream too. And I love what Kim said, you know, to be able to live a legacy. And it doesn't matter if you have kids or not. You want to be able to leave a legacy to a partner or a friend or somebody, and to look back and say, you know, I built this with my raw hands, and now look at this business, look at this company. Yes, it was hard. Yes, I was wanting to give up one of those, you know, one of those days. It was definitely, but when you look at the whole thing, you feel satisfied, you feel content, you feel that you've accomplished something, and to pass on, you'll be able to leave it, this business, or just sell it, and somebody can, and I mean, if you look at all the businesses out there, all the inventions, Facebook is one of them, for example, and so many other things. It was created out of this idea. Who would have thought that Facebook was going to become what it is right now? And I believe it's the same thing for Meister. It could be something amazing. It will be something amazing that we can look back and say, wow, I should have thought of that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Not a problem. You're listening to the Lizzie Keed Radio Show. We still have a couple of minutes, guys. Please, please don't be shy. We could be you could be calling. You could be saying hello. You could be commenting on our social media. Right now I have pasted the website, which is meister.com. Meister.com. So if you missed the spelling, go to my social media, Facebook / Lizzie T Radio. The link for the website is there. They are on Twitter, they are on Facebook, they are on Instagram. So make sure you follow those lady up. make sure you get involved. Make sure that if you are perhaps looking for work, or maybe you are thinking of investing, I don't know, that's a good question. Are you guys looking for investors to be part of your business, or perhaps just partnering up?
That is actually a very good question, Lizzie, and that's something that we actually discussed intensively. A lot of startups in this day and age, a big goal is to get, capital, raise some capital, get some investors. But what we are bootstrapping everything. Again, we want to own the company wholly. You know, if you allow investors and kind of dilute the control of your company. And we are, completely focused on making this a self-funded, profitable firm. So for the near future, we're not really looking for investors. But if you're interested in getting our service, please do connect with us. And if you're interested in joining as a cleaner, please connect with us as well. We're always looking for people.
I had a guest a while ago, which was on the Dragon's Den, and she was telling us in the show how difficult it was for her to be able to give part of her life, part of her heart, part of her business to one of the investors at Dragon's Den.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, it worked out so much better because it was so profitable. She was able to have her business and her product worldwide. So I guess you need to be in a certain space in your life or in your business, you should be in a certain space for you to be able to apart from it. Right now, it looks like you are still pregnant. You haven't been fully birthed of this business. So it's really hard for you to, kind of let it go. So I think you need to nurture a little bit more. I agree with you.
Yes, definitely so. And as Kim mentioned, like this is, this is something that we are growing, but we, want to ensure that, we meet the demand and we are growing. We have plans to grow, but, it's going to be at our pace and it's all going to be bootstrapped. And the point is, for a lot of companies, the metric is how much, startup capital did you get? For us, it's, we want to be profitable by, a certain point at a certain timeline. So it's just a different mindset for now.
Awesome. I can't believe, guys, since the time is running out and I do need to move on my musical section there. But I want to thank you ladies so much for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada, and around the world. I want to congratulate you guys. I give you both a for you a huge round of applause. Creating this amazing idea, I know is going to be unbelievably successful, and I'm going to be saying, hey, I had them first. When you guys are huge, rich, and famous, yes, that was one of my shows that I did back in the days. And I'm so happy and proud of you guys for taking this dream from a dream to a reality. A lot of people don't do that. They sit on that idea, they sit on that dream, and it dies with them. And you guys are just running with it, and this is phenomenal. Again, another applause, because it takes to do what you guys are doing. And any last words, ladies?
All I can say, this is an amazing day to spend my birthday. It is my birthday today. Auspicious on so many levels. So thank you so much for having us. And when we do make it big time, we'll definitely be back.
Yeah, thank you very much, Lizzie. This has been a great and amazing experience. I was a little nervous before we started the show, but you put us at ease, and it's been like a really, really great experience. The time has just flew by for me. So thank you again. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure and my honor. You guys are amazing. I have to congratulate you again. Again, it takes a lot of guts to do what you guys are doing, and you're doing it, and that's the most important thing. You guys are doing it. Please, everyone, contact them. The website is Meister.com. It is on my social media right now, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. It will be on my website, LizzieT.com. And if you mention I've heard them on the Lizzie T Radio Show, my job is complete. I'm fulfilled. This is what I'm here for, to make sure that the businesses, that the music, the inventions get noticed here. And yeah, make sure that you guys are all part of this, be able to support. If you're looking for work, contact Meister.com. If you are looking to hire them, the prices are phenomenal. I'm looking at their website right now. Very, very affordable. They do an amazing job. They even go and put their elbow right there if they have to. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. And make it a fantastic weekend. Make it a fantastic evening. Make it a fantastic day.
Thank you. And thank you for having us.
Bye-bye for now. And we're moving on to the musical section, everyone. We had a little bit of a sample of Dovey. She is from Toronto, Canada. She has a single career, and this is great. I want to make sure that you guys are part of this as well. Let's support our Canadian artist. And here it is. Her name is Dovey.
Tell, 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 many faces of tale.
So frail and just cannot detect
grailer.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Adam De Los Torrentes from Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. Next up is our next
I founded Invoke Wealth Management because I believe in providing sound, prudent investment advice with clearly defined fees, leaving your money in your investments without taking high commissions. Don't settle for expensive generic financial products created to serve firms, not clients. You deserve bespoke investments because you can't always tell a poor fit until you feel a bespoke fit.
Italian friends for listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show and for sending your MP3. Next up, it is another submission from Europe, Holland, and his name is Amaro, and he submitted an MP3, and the song is called The One. So let's...
There was something special about you. The minute you walked into the room, I knew you were the one. Tell me it doesn't change this feeling that I have inside of me. Why do I feel so strange? It's a feeling that brings
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
And we are coming to the end of the show, everyone. I'm so sorry to leave you, but I must go. I want to thank everyone for listening and everyone for being part of this amazing network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. I'll leave you with another song, another MP3 that was submitted by you. Thank you, everyone, for being part again of this network. Thanks to the two amazing ladies, Ra and Kim, for being part of the show. If you mentioned that you heard them via the Lizzie T. Radio Show, hey, my job is complete. I am fulfilled. That's the reason I do this show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And don't have a good day. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. Thank you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
The other cemented inside. There's a whole world out there that I've never tried. And every time I think I'm ready to begin, I freeze with fear. So I turn around and head inside again. I've been without much luck in all my years, so many fears. I'm short and tired of being scared. I showed my soul to the world, but they never cared. Well, that's about to change. My bad luck son, get ready well, 'cause here I come. Raw memories floating next to me, awkward palpitations and agony. How many more moments, how much more squander time? I let the daylight shine without me. I was drowning all my life. I've been through much without much luck in all my years, so many things. I'm so damn tired of being scared. I showed my soul to the world, but they never cared. Well, that's about to change. My bed of thoughts kept ready well, 'cause here I come.
Oh, I'm a fire. My name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's cleaning service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high-quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more. Thank you.
Developers, 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 developers,
developers, developers, developers, developers, developers,
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T